First story of the day. An Indian woman who went missing for 20 years has been found in Pakistan.
But due to the help of a video on social media, that's an important part of the sentence because, you know, being a social media segment, we do sometimes like to see how social media can do something positive. It's a very interesting story that 20 years ago, Hamida Banu was offered a job. This happens a lot in India and in surrounding countries. And she was offered a job as a cook in Dubai. And instead, when she arrived, it appears she was tricked and trafficked to Pakistan. You know, I actually went and did a story in India and Nepal years ago when I was with Third Degree about this very same issue. So I found it really interesting to read this. So her family had been searching for her for 20 years. And a journalist interviewed her, came across her, and took a video and posted it on social media. And through the sharing of that video, they found her family.
Oh, wow.
She finally did a video call with them, and the journalist and this other social activist did a video call between Ms. Banu and her daughter. She actually had children, and said, "How are you? Do you recognize me? Where were you all these years?" she asked her in their very emotional video. So isn't that an amazing story? Wow. That
So they've been reunited digitally. Are there plans for them to have a physical?
Yeah. No, they've been... She's counting the days until her return. She hasn't quite got there yet, but they are planning to the officials of the Indian High Commission have contacted him and said that, so they're applying for her to get back to get back home. I just thought that was like an incredible story.
A lot of our minds are still on the weekend and particularly the Springboks, but a new Springbok MTN ad. MTN now the mainline sponsor of the national rugby team. It's showcasing the Springboks not only playing talents, but acting talents as well.
It really does. And I mentioned, I mean, one doesn't always want to talk about adverts, but this is such a good advert. I think it deserves a mention. So the advert, and it's on capetalk.co.za. Please go and have a look and watch the ad if you haven't seen it. So it's sort of playing into load shedding and how the national crisis affects your fiber and your internet. And so it's a very cleverly done thing of a fan watching the game, and then literally on his laptop on his big screen at that moment where some important part, you know, there's a kick is about to be, a ball is about to be kicked, it hangs. And you see that little spinning wheel, which we all know so well, and everything in the advert freezes. And you see all the players literally frozen, and Sia Khaleesi. I mean, they acted very, very well. And so the whole point is, at the end, the sort of tagline is, don't let fiber ruin the game. So you need to change to this MTN offering.
No, it's a great thing, exhibit of our boys, our men on the field having a bit more than rugby playing a talent. I mean, finally, a story that's tugged Cape Townians' heartstring. Guess who's going home? Who's going home, Barbara?
Yeah, so this is a story we've been covering over the last few months. And it's a man from Philippi, Zola Mqeka, who made headlines a while ago when he rescued a really sick little puppy from a dump site a couple of months ago. And at the time, we did stories on it. The SPCA, the Cape of Good Hope SPCA, has been covering it closely because they have been helping care for the little puppy. And this entire time, he has gone every day or every few days to visit the puppy. He pledged 20 rand a week to help pay for the medical costs himself. And then lots of Cape Townians donated money. I think someone gave him a bicycle that he could go and visit the puppy. And the big news that the SPCA announced yesterday was that today, apparently, the puppy, the dog, is going to go home with him. So if you want to go and check it out, it's on our website, but also check the Cape of Good Hope Facebook page because they will probably post some pictures of the homecoming.
Barbara Friedman joins me again tomorrow on Barb's Wire. Your thoughts on any of these stories? 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567.